Here's a thought I'll title, Advice on a Great Place to Go. Throughout my photographic life, I've had lots and lots and lots of people, particularly photographers, offer suggestions on where I might want to go photographing. And I recognize this as a sharing, a compassion, a kind act for them to offer such suggestions, trying to save me time, trying to get me to a beautiful location that I may not find on my own. And I'm always thankful for when people offer such advice. But the reality is, I rarely find that advice useful for the kinds of photography that I want to do. I remember my Uncle Lee, who was considered by all of the people in his circles to be a great photographer because he had a great camera and a very long lens. And he did make some nice images. And once when I was visiting, he advised me of a place to go up in the mountains where there's a beautiful overlook and you can get some fantastic sunset pictures. But you know, I can count the number of sunset pictures I've made probably on one hand and still have enough fingers to do a pinch zoom on my smartphone. That's just not the kind of photography I do. And he was being very nice and very supportive of my photographic efforts. But yet the advice came from a position that is, well, I guess short-sighted might be the way to express it. He was telling me where he had been and made a really wonderful photograph. Well, that's fine for him, but that's not the kind of photography that I do, and so I didn't quite have the heart to tell him that I had already been out that morning making some great photographs in the alley back behind his house, some wonderful abstracts with some adobe walls. I have no doubt that he would never have considered such a place to have any photographic potential, but that's the thing about photography. If it's a personal expression, then each one of us are going to find different things, different locations, different subject matter, different types of composition. For 40 years, I've been photographing with my friend Joe Lipka. It's always amazing how we can go to the same location and end up with such radically different pictures. He tends to love wide-angle lenses and grand vistas. I tend to like long lenses and zero in on details. He could certainly advise me where to go take the kinds of pictures that he makes, but when I got there, if I went, I'd probably end up taking close-ups and detail images that would never occur to him to photograph. Perhaps this is why I've always been an advocate of what I've characterized as PBWA, photography by wandering around. I can wander around anywhere and probably find something interesting to photograph. But what I find is very likely going to be a manifestation of my creative vision, probably not yours. And the same thing can be said about when to go. This last week, I've been photographing with a group of photographers who were all about the morning golden hour. They were all up at O Dark 30 and heading out to photograph with the earliest sun just barely starting to make the distant horizon glow a yellow-orange. The images they got were beautiful. But it was fascinating to me that every day after the morning session, the group would come back to the house and we'd sit around and talk photography and have a late breakfast and spend some time looking at each other's images, etc., when that was the time I wanted to be out photographing. To them, that midday light was not worth considering, for photographic purposes anyway, when to me, that midday light was fantastic. That's when I often do my best photography, particularly in the winter when the sun is relatively low. It's still not morning light, it's still not evening light, but it's angular light. And I kept thinking I was missing opportunities to photograph that were my ideal time of day to go photographing. Ultimately, however, I always made the decision to stay with the group and enjoy their companionship and friendship, because it was a terrific group of people, and I even went out on a couple of the early morning sessions just so that I could hang out with these wonderful artists. Advice is always an act of compassion. Like I say, I'm always grateful when people want to give me suggestions about where or when I might go to find interesting photographs. But most of the time, I find that information not very useful for the kinds of photographs I want to make, with the exception of those very sensitive photographers who look at my work, know the kind of thing that I do, and then say, well, with your vision in mind, here's a place you might want to go, and here's a time that might fit your vision beautifully. I have had a number of workshop instructors and fellow photographers who have given me such advice, and it's always been wonderful. I hope I spend the rest of my life getting advice from people on where to go photographing, because every once in a while someone does it with enough compassion that they hit the nail right on the head. I've found a lot of that advice is merely telling me where they've been successful photographing, which may or may not have anything to do with my inclinations and the kinds of things and places and times that I like to photograph.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.